Two lead changes, two ties so far in this matchup between Greater Thumb West and Greater Thumb East. Githrell to the high post to Reischauer. Back to Githrell, left wing against Kadar. Out there with two fouls. Dribbles all the way to the right wing. Back up to Hayden Horn, 5:35 left. To left wing, Reischauer, another three. This one's airmailed. And rebound, last touched by Kendall Anthus and the Red Hawks. Big man Spaglinski's coming back in for the Pirates. Replaces younger brother, Grant Spaglinski. 5:29 left in the second, 19-19.
Cassidy has not gone inside in quite a while. Wondering what they're thinking.
Anderson in the right corner against Reischauer. Mason Booms, top of the key. At the free throw line to Dylan Kadar, left wing. Had a quiet night so far. Anderson, one dribble back to Dylan Kadar, left wing. Dylan Kadar is scoreless, in fact. Dribbles all the way around the perimeter to Mason Booms, going with a little bit of a impromptu weave. At the left elbow, back out to Kadar against Cathrell. Hump fakes, passes to his right to Anderson. Reischauer guarding him at the right wing. Trying to feed down to Parker Young, nothing there. Evan Smolinski's at the high post, gets the ball against Shank. Turns the basket down to the opposite, to the low post to Parker Young. Turns the basket and floats in for two. Parker Young with four, and Harbor Beach back out on top, 21-19. Another lead change tonight. Harbor Beach by two, 21-19 to Cathrell, top of the key. Dribbles to the right elbow, jump stop, takes the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Evan Smolinski for the Pirates. And here come the orange and black. 4:22 left in the first half. Anderson streaks down the lane. And the layup from the right side sinks after spinning around that basket about three times. It's now a four-point lead. Tie is their largest of the night for the Pirates. 4:10 left in the second. And we have a pass goes out of bounds from the Gas City Red Hawks. Their sixth turnover this evening.
Anderson's having a real nice ball game.
23-19.
With a four-point lead, Pirates have the ball. I'm kind of wondering if Coach Fernald would want to take a little timeout. He might be thinking of that.
4 minutes left in the second. Anderson dribbling all the way down to the right block. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Dylan Kadar, top of the key against Cathrell. Anderson down to the low post, and it's stolen away by Schenck. And here comes Cassidy.
And that's why Coach Fernald did not take the timeout.
Fourth turnover for Harbor Beach. Bryce Fernald back in the ballgame, being guarded by Mason Booms, dribbles to the right wing, picks up his dribble there, pivots, back to Schenck, top of the key, to number 10, that would be Kendon Wiseman, and for the three, this one's no good, rebound, last touch by Mason Booms, it'll be Cassidy Ball. Kendon Wiseman. 3:33 left in the first half, 23-19, Harbor Beach by four at home.
Well, out of bounds play number three, I'm looking forward to seeing what this is all about.
Inbounding to Fernald. Dribbles to his right. Pushes off from Booms.
Okay, back they to, just got it out.
Back to Wiseman. Back to Fernald. Calls the shots. Looking for some movement here. Back to Wiseman. Left wing to the high post to Cathrell. Double dribbles. Takes the jump shot inside the lane, and it falls for two. Cathrell with 15 points. Cassidy with 21. It's 23-21 ball game. Parker Young shot inside the lane, can't fall. Rebound, Cassidy. Fernald dribbles to the left wing. Picks up his dribble to the high post to Schenck. Back to Wiseman. Fernald dribbles inside the lane into the right corner. Count dribble for three, and it's good.
I'm telling you, streaky.
His first points of the night, and it's now a one-point ball game, 23-24. They call that a two, John?
That was a three. It should have been. And I was watching his feet. Anyways, Mason Booms the ball up on top for Harbor Beach. Taking a drive to the inside, and yes!
It's good for Mason Booms. He has 5 points. Oh, it was 24-23, John. I had those backwards. Now it's 25-24. Harbor Beach leading. Fourth lead change of this quarter. 2 minutes left in the half. Cassidy on offense. Wiseman into the corner. Kyle Dribble, same spot for a three. This one's short. Rebound Mason Booms for Harbor Beach. Having a big night, John.
Sure is.
25-24. Harbor Beach leading by a mere point. Cassidy giving them all they can. Mason Booms for another three. He made one there, and this one's 2 days shipped out of bounds. And it'll be Cassidy ball.
I like the idea that when somebody hits a shot from the outside, you know, make them touch it.
Timeout, Cass City, 1:44 left in the second, 25-24, Harbor Reach by 1 point.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Timeout. Mason Booms tips the ball out of bounds from Bryce Fernald. It'll be Cass City ball right in front of the Harbor Reach student section. Far left side of your radio. 1:36 left in this first half. 25-24. Harbor Reach by 1 point. We've had 5 lead changes and 2 ties in this ballgame. Fernald dribbles all the way around the perimeter. The left wing up to Rubel, to the right wing to Weisman. Weisman back to Rubel, to Fernald. Cathrell's on the low block. High post is Shank. Down to Shank in the right block. Clears out Parker Yon, and it's in for 2.
That's the first time that they've gone down low.
Shank with 5 points and gives Cass City the lead, 26-25. 1:10 left in the first half. Dylan Kadar gets the pass from Mason Booms, and Santa Cathrell picked up his first foul there with a push. His first, team's 4th. Evanston McGlinsey checks in for Harbor Reach, replaces Parker Yon.
Everything's all even with 4 nope. fouls apiece.
Replaces Grant McGlinsey. Michael Anderson inbounds from midcourt. Into the corner, Dylan Kadar. Down to Evan Smoglinski. Double team comes in. Cassidy tips it out of bounds, and Harbor Reach will inbound on the baseline. 1:04 left in the first half. Cassidy 26, Harbor Reach 25.
How tall is Evan Smoglinski?
6'6".
Gee, my goodness.
Can't get it into him. And it's stolen away by Bryce Fernald on the inbound from Anderson. 5th turnover for Harbor Reach. Rubel to Shank in underneath the basket and gets it to count for 2. Shank with 4 straight points. Now it's a 28-25 ball game. 4-0 run. Anderson goes down the right side of the lane. He is fouled on his way up. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. He's 1-for-1 from the free throw line tonight. This will be the 5th team foul against Cass City. And the foul goes against number 3, Landon Shank, his first. 44 and a half seconds left in the first half, 28-25. Cassidy by 3 points. Anderson at the free throw line, shooting 2 for Harbor Reach. It's up and it's off the back of the iron, no good. Grant Smoglinski and Nathan Seaman check in for Dylan Kadar and Evan Smoglinski. Sitting down for Cassidy to be Weisman and replaced by Kendall Anthos. Second free throw upcoming for Michael Anderson. It is good with 44 seconds left. 28-26, a 2-point ball game. Bryce Fernald bringing the ball up. Aaron Fernald calling for last shot here. Fernald back to Cathrell. Left wing extended nearly at midcourt. Back to Anthos, to Fernald. Playing keep away from the Harbor Reach defenders now. The right wing back to Anthos. 25 seconds left. Fernald dribbles to his left against Anderson. Back to Cathrell.
Hey, Kansas, Kansas!
Being the call Kansas. From Fernald from the bench over to Anthos. 14 seconds left. Shank to the left wing. Fernald, 1 dribble. Back to Cathrell, wide open for 3, top of the key. Off the mark, rebound brought in by Parker Yon. 4 seconds left. Passes it forward to Nathan Seaman. 1 second left. Off the glass, in for 2. They're going to say it's late. The basket does not count at the half, so Cass City leads by 2 points, 28-26, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Cass City leads at the half.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services.